gunfire at Pearl Harbor.
Everything was on lockdown. The gates were closed.
Democrats press ahead.
They meet all the requirements for impeachment.
Did a school ignore a student's suicide plan?
They were obligated to tell us. They did not tell us.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. There was deadly gunfire overnight at the historic naval base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, just days before ceremonies to mark the World War II attack by the Japanese. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
A gunman in his Navy uniform set off panic when he shot and killed two male civilian shipyard workers before turning the gun on himself.
The shooter, who has tentatively been identified as an active duty sailor assigned to USS Columbia, is also deceased by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
A third civilian shipyard worker was wounded minutes after the gunfire broke out. An emergency text alert went out.
I don't know what's going on, but they're not letting us out.
Is there a shooter?
An investigation will uncover if the gunman knew any of the men he shot.
In about an hour, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to lay out what's next in the impeachment inquiry. CBS's Nancy Cordes says her statement will come hours after a key committee hearing.
The president committed impeachable offenses.
House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler signaled he is ready to move ahead after a trio of legal experts endorsed the Democrats' view.
President Trump abused his office.
Yes, you have bribery here.
Is there enough evidence here?
I think there's more than enough.
But CBS News legal analyst Jonathan Turley, invited by Republicans, called the case thin.
Impeachments have to be based on proof, not presumptions.
After hours of interruptions, the hearing ended in fireworks.
We haven't even asked a consent request.
Too late. The witnesses are additional materials for the record. Without objection, the hearing is adjourned.
Yeah, that's just typical, isn't it? Just typical.
The GOP wants more hearings so they can collect evidence themselves.
Reaction's been sharp to what Attorney General William Barr said at a law enforcement event about communities showing more respect for police.
If communities don't give that support and respect, they may find themselves without the police protection they need.
Vanita Gupta, who served in the Obama Justice Department, says it amounts to a threat aimed at communities of color that have complained about police misconduct.
It is wholly irresponsible for the nation's chief law enforcement officer to criticize people who are seeking a better, more fair system as being anti-police.
There's a new twist in the Trayvon Martin case, the Florida teen who was shot and killed in 2012. George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch volunteer whose acquittal touched off a national debate, is now taking court action of his own. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Zimmerman is suing the teen's parents, family attorney, the attorney's book publisher, and the prosecutors who tried his case, claiming he was defamed when they allowed a witness to give false testimony. The suit says a trial witness pretended to be the last person to talk to Martin on the phone before he was killed, but was really the half-sister of the caller. The Martin's family attorney calls the allegations unfounded and reckless.
A California school district is being sued by the parents of a student who committed suicide. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
The girl texted a friend about her plan. The message reached Yuba City, California school officials, who failed to tell her parents.
We are broken. Our family is broken.
Morgan Ockletree believes she could have helped her daughter.
We didn't know that she felt alone or that she was planning this.
The text reached school officials 7 weeks before the girl took her own life.
Heartbreak doesn't begin to describe what this is.
Madison Ockletree was 12. Steve?
The House has passed a bill to crack down on robocalls. It requires phone companies to provide free blocking to help customers. Senate passage is expected. New legal action against the ride service Lyft. More than 20 people suing, claiming they were sexually assaulted by drivers. Caroline Millers was eventually arrested.
He had his hand down my pants and was groping and raping me. I can't tell you how scared I was.
She says the company never responded to her complaint. Lyft says it's launched 15 new safety features, including tougher background checks for drivers. A new study says researchers in Boston have come up with an effective once-a-month birth control pill. 15 million American women take birth control pills daily. This college student says the development's exciting.
I think that's awesome because I know for me and a lot of other women that people can forget to take their pills and that often leads to them being faulty. So I think it's awesome that women have the option to take it once a month.
Well, not the option yet. The pill is still undergoing human trials. With Santa's visit about 3 weeks away, CBS's Mark Phillips takes us to the edge of the Arctic Circle, where he checked on the rapidly dropping reindeer population.
Our guide is Ante Gaup Yuso from the ancient Sami people who have been herding reindeer since the dawn of time. And the climate here in Lapland, he says, is changing.
If it's warm weather,
it melts.
It melts. Yeah. And the next day is cold.
Freezes.
Freeze.
Yeah. Does that happen more in the last few years than it used to happen?
Yeah, last 10 years.
Reindeer are dying. And the huge wild herds of caribou, same animal, which roam across Alaska and northern Canada, have been reduced by half, according to a recent government report.
This is it, what they're looking for.
The reindeer feed, even through the winter, on lichen, a mossy plant they dig down through the snow to get at, except when all that thawing and refreezing means they can't.
And when the snow turns to ice, what happens to the reindeer?
We have to feed them.
They can't dig for the food.
No.
Ante and his wonder dog, Benna, gather the scattered herd and drive them south to where they can bring them feed, and where a few are sold off to the reindeer meat market. It's how they make their living. It's a gorgeous, if frigid, dance of man, animal, and machine.
A Minnesota judge has ruled a member of the Miracle on Ice U.S. Olympic hockey team is mentally ill and should be committed to a secure treatment facility. 61-year-old Mark Pavlich was charged with assaulting a friend with a metal pole. His family believes he suffers from CTE linked to concussions. They lit the big Christmas tree in New York's Rockefeller Center last night, but we found a tree that's got an unusual lighting source.
You couldn't find a greener Christmas tree than they have at the Tennessee Aquarium in Chattanooga. The lights are powered by an electric eel. A special system's been designed to tap into Miguel Watson's shocking personality to power strands of lights on the nearby tree. Eels like Miguel release blips of electricity when they're trying to find food, and when eating, the voltage climbs. So the aquarium's tree shows a rapid blinking of lights of varying intensity. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Singer Chris Brown has been told by an L.A. judge to give up all rights to his pet monkey. He was charged last year for having the creature without a permit, but Brown will still have to pay thousands to house it at a facility, can't visit it without making a request, and can't buy a new one if he wants the case dropped. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.